the latest is that the consultation has with the OPP being consulted yesterday, and probably today around 1 o'clock there will be a general meeting, and it's likely that the Khartoum peace talks will come to an end by Tuesday. So far, so good. So many, the parties have been consulted as individually. As I told you, the consultation has always been on individuals, and this time has only no role directly to the head of the parties. And what the mediation did is actually, as far as the responsibility is concerned, they had been talking to individual parties in what they think that should be the shared in the next transition government.
Yes, and
they've been talking with the IO, and lastly they talked to with the OPP. So basically, the mediation wouldn't tell you what they had reallocated to the other, but they will tell you this is what we think should be your role, and this is what should be your share of the responsibility under the future transition.
Yes, and one of the biggest problem was, of course, the disagreement on when it comes to power sharing and the rest and the governance, basically. Yes, just in a summary, just briefly tell us, and like, basically, from here, where do we go? What happens today, between today and tomorrow?
We will have a meeting today around 1 o'clock. That probably all the delegation. And in general summary, South Sudanese will have to pray for tomorrow. Look to be a bad day. That means that the possibility of the continuation of the talk to Nairobi will be there, or perhaps could prove to be a good day that peace could be delivered. So tomorrow actually is a very unpredictable day to South Sudanese, depending on today's meeting at 1 o'clock.
Why do you call it unpredictable? You mean the warring sides still have some differences that they really need to solve?
No, right now it's not the opposition now have a problem much. I think the government, the other ones now complaining. And most of the oppositions, they think that the new revise is a bit balanced. It's not really as bad as it was on the other day, although there are reservations in certain areas. But I think now the issue is with the government. But you remember the other time is the government that was just waiting for the opposition and for the signature. They had agreed to sign. But apparently, what they thought that there has been there a change in the Entebbe proposal. But what, of course, the Entebbe proposal was to be breached, so that there's a revised version. They are waiting to hear from their principals, which is the president, and whether the president will be here on Tuesday or not, that an information that could need to be confirmed from the government. But it's likely we are to have a concluding ceremony on Tuesday, and depends on what we decide by the conclusion ceremony tomorrow, whether the parties will sign or whether the parties will continue or to reject the proposal and move to the next third phase of revitalization in Nairobi.
Peter Mayen, thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time.